This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Lil Nas X's Long Live Montero documentary, the premiere of it got delayed because of a bomb threat at the Toronto International Film Festival. I can't even imagine how he must have felt through this entire thing. You're probably already nervous. You're showing up to the premiere of your documentary. It's a very vulnerable thing. And then 20 minutes before, you're supposed to step out on the red carpet. Yep, you can't because there's a bomb threat. Thankfully, it ended up just being just that, was a threat. It wasn't targeted at any one person, but still like a really scary thing and puts a whole thing on I know how it feels to like I have a big podcast event coming up for mine, and like I'm not saying I'm gonna have a bomb threat, but like there's so much that you're thinking about, and this is just making everything worse.
And there's no point in asking why, because somebody who does something like that,
They're cuckoo bananas. Okay, do you have a celeb that even though you know you have no chance with them, when they get married or when they get into a relationship, it still feels like a personal insult? Because that's how I felt when I saw that Chris Evans got married for the weekend.
I was shocked.
You were shocked?
That he got married, yeah.
Why?
Because he's just always been in long-term relationships, and I don't know. I just didn't see him getting married.
And she's your age.
Yeah, I know. I could have had a chance, is what I'm saying. He obviously wasn't prejudiced against dating a younger lady, because I think Chris Evans is the superior Hollywood Chris. And the big debate against all the Chrises, I love Chris Evans the most.
So between Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine, and Chris Pratt, you choose Evans.
Yes,
America. Hemsworth is the best Chris.
Yeah, I'm a Hemsworth gal.
I'm a Pine. Chris Pine.
Mm-hmm. Honestly,
they're
all great. I
don't know Chris Pine is.
Star Trek, Captain Kirk.
Most taking Chris Rock.
What would make you say that to me? Mom, did you see Unstoppable, the train movie with Denzel?
Oh, yeah.
That's the white guy. That's Chris Pine.
Okay, got you.
So he got married to his longtime girlfriend, Alba Baptista, who's 26 years old, my same age. They got married in Cape Cod, but here's what I thought was so interesting, because it was supposedly a very intimate ceremony. They made all of their guests sign NDAs and give up their phones so none of their information would get out. But you know what I find interesting about that? Is if I've invited you to my wedding, you are obviously a close friend of mine. You're maybe a family member. I probably trust you enough to keep your phones away and not take photos.
I disagree.
I love them. I don't trust them. Uh-huh. Especially if you've been drinking. It's nothing malicious. I don't think anything would be done with malicious intent. I don't think anybody would try to sell something to the tabloids. But it's kind of like, oh, who did that?
Was it Tiffany Haddish? Did she sell out like Oprah or something at a party?
I don't remember, but I was thinking
Beyonce. Tiffany Haddish did it to Beyonce,
yeah.
I believe.
Diplo did it like at the Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's Vegas wedding.
That's right.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he like, because he was just being drunk and stupid, and it's like, oh my God, they got married courtesy of Diplo's Live. And they were just like, yeah. So that's my mentality.
Well, I'm kind of bummed they made him do that, because I've been searching for photos of this beautiful New England wedding, because I love to look at that stuff. And I'm very upset there are no photos out. And they're big enough stars that I know that they're not going to sell their wedding photos to People Magazine for an exclusive, so I'm very bummed.
Did you go and check out what she looks like and then compare yourself to her?
Yeah, I'm not as pretty. I get it. I would choose her too. Okay, Cardi B, she says she's ready to start making some more positive music about her and her husband Offset. So obviously there's been a lot of negativity about them in the press, a lot of cheating allegations, a lot of actual cheating, and their most recent song, Jealous, is all about the more toxic part of their relationship. But she says she's ready to show a more intimate part of their relationship via song.
We always talk about the music. Let's talk about because I feel like we always like on attack mode when we do like songs together.
So a love song.
Yeah, let's do a little sign freaky.
A freaky love song.
Yeah.
A love song is one way to put it.
Cardi made me walk back my opinion the last time I said that, when I thought that they as a couple always arguing was a rollout for some music, and then she talked about how, no, they just genuinely are ghetto and get into fights and get drunk and post things online, and I was like, I believe her.
That sounds terrible.
There was so much about them in the press that was negative, because remember we had talked about maybe him posting that screenshot of him accusing her of cheating just so that their song Jealous would get pressed.
Right.
Like, what kind of headline are they going to put out to make their next love freaky freaky song? You know what I mean? Like, is there going to be a headline like, wow, Offset really does cherish Cardi B? You know what I mean? Like, what screenshot's going to come out?
What could be shocking? That.
Nothing.
Right. He's been totally loyal and everything's going great in their relationship. I don't believe it.
By the way, if you haven't checked out the pictures of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, do it right now.
For the new song?
For the new song?
Oh my God. They are stunning.
What's the new song? Bongos?
I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion has been killing it recently. When she stepped out for the first time, she had this hot cat suit on. She's been looking good. Okay, their co-star was just convicted of a serious crime, but they vouched for his character. I'll tell you how Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are justifying this on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.